hubs across the country will be opening their doors for a national Connected Hub showcase next Wednesday. An event is also taking place here in Kerry to highlight the importance of hubs in this county. And to hear more about the event, I'm joined now by Programme Manager with the RDI Hub, Maeve Lyons. Maeve, thanks for joining me on the show.
Hi, how are you? Good to be here.
So firstly, I suppose maybe just for those who mightn't be overly familiar with it, will you tell us about the Connected Hubs Network? So what exactly is it?
So the Connected Hubs Network is a national rollout bringing all enterprise hubs, co-working spaces, kind of like offices that are have like remote workers or small teams and startups and entrepreneurs. It's an overarching organization that has provided access to these hubs. They've given vouchers, discounts. The Connected Hubs Network has helped all of these hubs really grow, improve their services, 100% improve their broadband and their Wi-Fi so they can supply that to people if they're in more rural areas. So the Connected Hubs Network has really brought all the hubs and the innovation centres all over Ireland really, really close together. And the network meets quite regularly to talk about updates, grants, things that are available for people to improve their location and their services. So it's been a really great way for even like in Kerry for us to get to know all the other hubs that are in Kerry. And then we sometimes meet hubs that are in Clare and Dublin and different areas. So it's kind of, it's brought us together like one big hub ecosystem, which has been a really great benefit to Ireland, especially since the new way of working for everybody.
And Maeve, next Wednesday, April 26th, hubs from across the county will hold a showcase day, and a number of Kerry hubs are taking part in that as well. So you might tell us a small bit about it.
We're doing a showcase day that's going to take place next Wednesday. And on this day, as part of the Connected Hubs Network, they're doing a national showcase day. And this is an opportunity for hubs all over Ireland to invite people into their hubs. Kind of like an open day. This is what we do. This is what a day in the life of working in a hub is. If you are a remote worker and you've been thinking, what would it be like to go in? Or you've driven past a hub in your locality or anything like that, this day is really an opportunity for it. So what we're doing here at the RDI Hub next Wednesday is bringing together five hubs from around Kerry into our one location and giving every hub an opportunity to pop up and let people know what's unique about their hub, their location. If you're thinking about relocating there, what are the other services, different kind of things. So I was asked just earlier today, oh, why just five hubs? Because as I mentioned, there could be something pushing on 20, 22 hubs all across Kerry. You know, if we look at North Kerry, way like to South Kerry, there's lots of hubs, and we do meet regularly and to talk about how we can support each other. But there's just five hubs coming together in Cloughlin next Wednesday. They're launching kind of a campaign to say what's really good about their region. So this is for people who are, you may be living in the East Coast, up north, or anywhere across Europe and thinking about relocating. What would it be like if I brought my family there? Yes, I can work in the hub, but is there schools? Is there colleges, healthcare, all these different kind of things? So these hubs have put a report together and they'll be sharing the findings of that report at the event next week. Audience and the real kind of people that we really think would benefit from this day is remote workers. Anybody who has come back here or interested in coming back here that hears this and is curious about what our hub or the iHub does here in Cloughlin, and to list down the hubs that will be here, the Dingle Hub, which will be Hazel Blenner Hassett, she'll be coming in. Garrow Kearney from the Centre for Smart Ageing in Farn 4, also founder of Mobility Genie. I know he's been on the show once or twice. And we also have Conor O'Leary from Kearney Innovation. And we have Aidan Murray from the SNEAM Hub. So we're getting kind of a pinch of like a few different locations that are going to come in and tell us about their areas. But really, it's just a day for people to come in who are curious about what is it like to work in any of these hubs or these areas, meet the people who run them, ask them some questions. Do you do programs? What's the Wi-Fi like? Come in, have a coffee, have a snoop around, and just get a bit of a feel for it is essentially what we want people to do.
It sounds great, Maeve. And you mentioned obviously that the hubs, they're hugely important to the local economy for various reasons. Obviously, remote workers can come down, but there's a knock-on effect then if they have families or, you know, children going to schools and things like that. So it's great to have the opportunity to showcase them and just to let people know exactly what they do, because they might be familiar that there's a hub in a specific area, but they might know exactly, you know, what that involves maybe.
Exactly. And we know very well that people have probably driven by the RDI hub plenty of times and looked over at that building and thought, I wonder what happens there. So this is kind of the open day. Pop in if you're curious, come in and have a look. It's, you don't need any specific reason. And the other hubs have the same stance as well. All of us kind of have a different objective, as in like what kind of companies or people work in the different hubs. And that's really what the day is about as well. Even Garrod from the Centre of Smart Ageing, that's an unbelievable facility in Farnforth that's really trying to drive aged care services, testing out your products. I know they have gorgeous facility and they do classes and different things like that. And he's going to go through a few of the things that they do there. And a lot of people don't even know that it exists. And then if we look at the Dingle Hub and also the Sneem Hub, they're in two really popular tourist destinations that will be hugely popular over the summer months. And they'll come in and they'll talk a little bit about what that's like. Will you get accommodation in the area? Can they support you with that? You know, what's it like getting car rental, transport? These are all things that we have to think about if people are moving here. You know, we're not in a connected city where we have a bus that leaves every 5 or 10 minutes. So hubs actually do lean into this a little bit more and they do try to help as much as possible. I know Aidan down in Sneem, he's very proactive in housing and trying to get people set up, and it's a heavy lift, but you know, it's part of our workload as well. We want the right people to move here and we want to help them with other elements of their life as well. So that's a really like some interesting findings in those reports. What kind of people are coming here and what are they looking for when they do come here? I think like all the hubs have really improved their services over the past 2 to 3 years, and we want to keep growing that and obviously keep providing good services to people so they don't have a dependency to have to go back towards cities. You can get it all here is really what we want people to know.
You certainly can. And Maeve, you kind of mentioned earlier, I suppose it's primarily remote workers who are going to benefit from this event, but obviously it's open to anyone. But can people just show up on the day, or do they need to register in advance or anything?
There is a registration link. So the Connected Hubs website, on the events section of that, there's a tab under Showcase Day. And if you navigate your way to the Kerry Hubs Showcase Day, you can pop in there just to let us know that you're coming. But of course, people are welcome to pop in on the day as well. We want to keep it pretty informal. You know, it's not about locking you into anything. We just want you to come in, have a coffee and have a look around. But yes, you can jump on the Connected Hubs website and you'll be able to find all the details there. And you might even be tempted. There's lots of other great events and meetups taking place that day on different times. So it's a really, really great day.
Sounds fantastic. Obviously, keeping with the hubs, 4 entries from Kerry were shortlisted for the .ie Digital Town Awards, which is fantastic. So it was the Dingle Hub and AgriTech and Tralee's Heritage Trail Story Map, Killorglan's RDI Hub, Digital Business and Milltown's EdTech. They've all been shortlisted. So congratulations first and foremost, but it's great to see the work of hubs being recognised at this level, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. We are absolutely delighted. And I think the whole point of these awards and even the work that we do is making ourselves more digitally connected. And it's showing that we have a strong digital footprint, and being based in these locations does not restrict us or hold us back in any way. We're still able to partner and collaborate globally, of course, nationally, and drive things on, which is really, really exciting. And it's fantastic to be recognized and to get these types of accreditations and really kind of letting people know these things are happening very, very close to you. So I think, you know, I was even surprised by or enlightened by some of the other people that were nominated as well, thinking, gosh, I need to learn more about what everybody else is up to as well.
Absolutely. I was the same. I was having a look at the different stories behind the nominations and the shortlists, and it was fantastic to see the work that's going on there and like really creative projects happening and just really interesting ideas being explored at the hubs as well, which is fantastic. And again, I suppose people can learn more about that probably too when they call in to you next Wednesday, because, you know, you'd be chatting to the people behind those stories.
Yes, definitely, definitely. That's really the point. Come in and talk to us, because really when you're inside the four walls of your own building, you don't know exactly who's out there, who's the potential rock star or next big idea or who's working on what. So like, we really encourage people just to pop in, see what we do, have a conversation. I'm a program manager here at the Hub, and I work with startups and entrepreneurs and helping people navigate and figure out what they're up to and their next step. So all of us have a very open mindset to talk to people, and we are growing our network constantly. And I always say to people, my biggest strength is my network, because whoever I know, I can introduce to you. So if you are working on something, if you're working from home, if you're thinking about something, if you're exploring ideas, it's really in your interest to come in and chat to our team. And if there's somebody right next door that we can introduce you to, you know, all the better.
Absolutely. And so just a reminder again, so it's Connected Hub event, and it's taking place in the RDI Hub next Wednesday, April 26th. What time's again, Maeve?
So it's a short event, just 11 till 12. So yeah, in the RDI Hub next Wednesday, 11 till 12, Kerry Hubs open day. And you will have, obviously, in our hub, and you will have five hubs from across the county: Dingle, Sneem, Killarney, ourselves, Cloraglen, and Farn 4, that will be in attendance and sharing some updates about their localities. And if you are interested to learn a bit more about their regions, how their hubs work and how they can support you, they'll all be here on the day. So really, really good opportunity to get us all in one space and think about where you might want to position yourself over the next couple of months or a couple of years.
Certainly is. It sounds great, Maeve. The very best of luck with it, and thanks for joining me on the show.
Great. Thanks so much.